They think I'm that woman. They're accusing me of murder.
Her gaze fell to the floor.
Murders. More than one. All those Hollywood people. They think I did it.
I was actually glad she said they. It meant I could still be a potential ally in her mind. Maybe she'd tell me some of her secrets after all. And maybe not. We don't have to talk about that if you don't want to, I said. She blinked once and seemed to focus a little. She squinted her eyes at me, then looked down at the floor. Would you like anything? Are you thirsty? I asked. I wanted her to feel as comfortable as possible with me, but I was also feeling an urge to help this woman. She looked and sounded so terrible, possibly impaired. Now she looked up, her eyes searching mine.
Could I have a cup of coffee? Would it be too much trouble?
The coffee arrived, and Mary held the paper cup with her fingertips and sipped at it with an unexpected kind of delicacy. The coffee seemed to revive her a little, too. She kept sneaking glances at me, and she absently smoothed her hair against her head.
Thanks.
Her eyes were a little brighter, and I saw a shade of the friendly woman from the day before. Mary, do you have any questions about what's going on? I'm sure you must. Immediately, a pall came over her. Her emotions were palpably fragile. Suddenly, tears welled up in her eyes, and she nodded without speaking. What is it, Mary? She looked up to the corner of the ceiling where a camera was watching us. I knew that at least a half dozen law enforcement personnel and psychiatric specialists were tucked away less than 10 feet from where we sat.